Friday is the last day to enroll in a health insurance plan through healthcare.gov, the federal government's insurance exchange. Enrollment has been strong so far this year, but NPR's Allison Kojak reports it probably will not reach last year's level, in part because the Trump administration cut the enrollment period in half.
I'm in a little office park in suburban Virginia talking with Brahma Bob Dean. He works at a job training center called Salvation Academy, and he's also an enrollment counselor for Affordable Care Act health plans. As we chat, his phone rings.
Yes, this is Mr. Dean from Salvation Academy. You remember the guy that was helping you with the affordable health care?
Dean talks with the client for about 10 minutes. He checks whether the client had filled out his application correctly. Last week, they had problems with the email address. Dean has spent the last 5 weeks helping people, mostly immigrants who live in Northern Virginia, choose and sign up for ACA health plans.
Yesterday, I have a client. She has difficulties in choosing the plan based on her tax credits and her qualification. So she has this bunch of plans, and there's silver, there's gold, and she's just confused.
He explained to her the co-payments and deductibles in each plan and helped her sign up. This week, he says, he's totally booked.
Every year, when you get close to the end, that's when you have a lot of people coming.
And that's what advocates of the Affordable Care Act are counting on. As of Sunday, about 4.7 million people had enrolled in a health plan, and more than 1 million of them were new customers. That's more than signed up in the first 6 weeks of last year.
So we are seeing record demand. People want to get health coverage, and it also means that people are finding affordable coverage when they actually shop and they sign up.
That's Lori Lotus, who ran outreach for healthcare.gov during the Obama administration and is now leading an effort called Get America Covered.
The problem is that the enrollment period is cut in half.
And Friday is the last day to enroll, at least for people buying insurance through the federal marketplace. Several states run their own exchanges, and those enrollment periods usually last longer. Lotus's group has been enlisting big names to help drum up awareness.
First, you gotta sign up.
You gotta sign up.
You gotta sign up.
Open enrollment is happening right now.
For example, with actors Martin Sheen and Bradley Whitford, who recorded that YouTube video urging people to sign up. Former President Barack Obama has been on Twitter reminding people to enroll. And earlier this week, comedian Jimmy Kimmel gave healthcare.gov a plug on his show.
His rug. Obamacare is not dead. It's very much alive. Millions of people qualify for reduced rate or even totally free plans, but you only have
Trump administration officials declined request for an interview, but a spokesman says the healthcare.gov website and call centers are working smoothly and handling the final week's volume. Still, unless there's a giant surge in signups in the next 3 days, analysts say it's hard to see how enrollment could reach last year's level. Allison Kojak, NPR News.